disease in, of the respiratory system is TB, tuberculosis. As you know, tuberculosis is a chronic infectious disease. No. Chronic infectious disease. Okay. Of course, you know it is caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It is airborne disease transmitted by droplet. We will discuss it, inshallah, during epidemiology. What do we mean by droplet infection? From the active TB person to the susceptible person through sneezing, through coughing, through any other things. And the effect, then there will be affect the susceptible person. The effect will be mostly to the lung, or it is a pulmonary TB. Very minimum amount, there is an extra pulmonary TB from epidemiological point of view, and also not only from epidemiological, the pulmonary TB is more important, particularly from epidemiological point of view, than the extra pulmonary TB. Of course, the Mycobacterium tuberculosis, I'm not going to discuss it in detail, just I would like to know, it is a slow-growing bacteria. That's why the disease will stay for a long period of time. And it is a chronic. And it affects the upper part of the lung. The most important thing of this bacteria, that the cell wall containing mycolic acid, this acid is resistant to many antibiotics. This is the problem all over the world. We will see it later on. Okay, so it is resistant to many antibiotics, and also it resists the dryness for a long period of time. So it can stay in this room, for example, for a long period of time. But on the other hand, it is resistant, it is sensitive to sunlight, it is sensitive to ultraviolet, and also to chemical agent, and also to the heat. Why do we study these? Because these things, whether the resistance or the sensitivity of the mycobacteria, it's supporting or helping us in controlling of the disease. Of course, the transmission of disease, as I told you, it is transmitted by droplet in nuclear, as well as by the dust. Inshallah, in epidemiology, we are going to discuss what's the difference between a droplet and a droplet in nuclei. Okay, so as long as it is airborne disease and transmitted by droplet in nuclei, overcrowding as well as poor ventilation is enhancing or aggravating the transmission of this disease. Also, this will assisting us in for prevention of this. In incubation period of this disease, I told you it is chronic. So from the primary infection, from the infection to the primary lesion, 4 to 12 weeks or 1 month to 3 months. While from the infection to the occurrence of the pulmonary or extra pulmonary, it will take about 6 to 12 months or even more. Akthar min sana, maybe. Okay. So, for the pathology, I'm not going to give you in detail, just a few. As I told you, there is a primary infection and there is a latent infection. So when we inhale the TB bacteria and my body is good, the resistance is good, so there is no infection, there is no sign and symptom, or even there is no lesion. There is only formation of the granulomatous inflammation that we call it Kahn's focus. And this, in this case, there is only what happened, only there is a calcification of the pulmonary and tracheobronchial lymph node. Calcification. But there is no sign and symptom. Actually, 95% of the exposure will go through this way. Okay, no sign and symptom. But this way or this feature will become reactivated, or there is a liability of reinfection. How it come reactivated? There is certain factor that make this what these 95% as a reactivating. We will discuss it later. So there is a probability of reactivating or reinfection. When this occurs, there will be a result in destruction of the lung parenchyma. When there is a destruction of the lung parenchyma, of course, there is fibrosis. When there is fibrosis, there is cavitation. You know it in the pathology, cavitation of the tibia. And then the sign and symptom will appear, or this is the active TB, which is liable to infect the other. We said 95% will go in this way, but there is 5%, it will go directly, progress directly to become active TB, directly. Once I get infection, I will get active TB right away. Destruction of the lung and so on. And then there will be disseminated of these TB bacilli, and it will result in miliary TB, in TB meningitis, or in extra pulmonary lesion. 5% only, they go directly to become a progressive form of the active TB. Just now I told you that 95% of the infected person will not have any sign and symptom. We call it latent TB. Latent TB. It is not subclinical. It is no sign and symptom. I will discuss it, inshallah, when we go to the epidemiology. What's the difference between latent and subclinical? Okay. So we said there is a factor that makes it reactivation. So these factors are, first of all, co-infection with the HIV. HIV co-infection. Immunosuppressive therapy. No sign of the malignant disease. Also, diabetic patient. And end stage of kidney or renal disease. In addition, old age. All these persons are at a risk factor to convert it from latent TB into active TB. Okay? So, regarding the clinical sign and symptom also, there is TB is all over the world. So we say the most important is the pulmonary. Let us go to the pulmonary. In the adult, first of all, what are the sign and symptoms? Any person having productive cough for 2 or 3 weeks continuous without any cause, okay? And with or without constitutional symptoms. What are the constitutional symptoms? I am sure that you know it. Fever, night sweat, loss of weight, and so many others we will discuss it. And then this expectoration or productive cough accompanied by hemoptysis. And also chest pain. This is regarding in the adult, and we say it is maybe accompanied with or without constitutional symptom. Already we mentioned it. And the children, TB also affect all person, all age, even the children. So, suspicion of child that he or she has a TB when there is prolonged fever. Prolonged fever, failure to thrive, okay, failure to thrive, unresolved pneumonia, loss of weight, and persistent lymphadenopathy. All these factors, all these symptoms, once you see it in the child, or maybe not all of it, you should suspect that this child may be having TB. So suspected cases. So in this suspected cases, I mean the cough and expectoration with some constitutional symptoms. Of course, this is a suspected. We have to confirm it. How do we do that? By smear exam, sputum smear exam, smear positive exam, direct. Okay? So, we are going to do a smear positive case or two smear positive, two direct smear positive, acid fast bacilli we detected under microscope. You know it. At least, or we have what? We will have one positive smear in addition to one culture positive. Or one positive smear in addition to the X-ray that consistent with the TB. We will see what are these X-ray features when coming. Okay? So in this case, we are confirming that this case is a TB. Well, now coming to the epidemiology, which is our field. Of course, this is just the definition of epidemiology to identify, already I mentioned it to you, and also determine it. It's identify the size and distribution of the diseases all over the world according to the age, geographical, and time, in order to do control of the disease and measurement, evaluation of the disease. Okay. As we say, TB is a chronic disease. It is affected all over the world. All over the world. There is a TB infection. In 20th century, there was a decline in the incidence and the prevalence of TB in the industrialized country, in developed country. Okay? And while in developing country there was no such thing. Why this decline occurred in industrialized country? Mostly it is due to the improvement, of the living condition of the population. Okay? And a little bit to the advancement in the antibiotic. But it is mostly due to the improvement of the living condition and advance in the antibiotic to some extent. As I told you, in the developing country, there is no such decline. But unfortunately, two and a half decades, since almost at the end of 1990, the disease will become increased in the industrialized country. That's why they call it re-emerging disease. It is a re-emerging all over the world. And then the WHO announced it as an emergency disease at the end of 1990. Okay. In the industrialized country or in the developed country, it is even still at the same level, or even it is inverse, it becomes higher. higher and higher than before. Okay. In the developing country, it is also still as a public health, considered as a magnitude public health problem in the developing country. We will see why it occurs as an emerging type, why it increases. We will see the factor later on. Okay, unfortunately, that's why it's very, very surprising. TB is preventable disease, whether infection or disease. I think you know the difference between infection and illness, infection or disease. So it is preventable, but however, it is re-emerging. There is certain factor. Actually, 1/4 of the whole population, worldwide population, were infected by TB. But of course, those 1/4 are not infecting the other. They are infected, but not diseased, okay? Still, they are not active, you remember. So 1/4 of the worldwide population were having latent TB. They are infected, but not in active form. They are not transmitting the disease to the other thing. So TB, we said in the last decade or more, 2.5 decades, it is a re-emerging all over the world. And as I told you, in 1993, WHO declared as an emerging disease, as a global emergency diseases all over the world. Okay, we said 1/4 of the population, worldwide population, are infected by TB. They are latent. They are not active, not affect the other. 5 to 15% of those latent TB will develop into active TB. Okay. 5 to 15 of those latent TB will develop into active TB. And the rest having infection but not affecting the other. Active TB person, please hide our commission now. What did you say? So 5 to 15% of the infected TB will become as active TB affected the other. So each active TB will affect or infect, will infect 5 to 15% each year. So you can see how big the problem is. Okay. 5 to 15% of those active will infect the other. And the TB person with the compromised immune system, such as HIV or malnutrition or diabetic person, all of them are at a high risk to become diseased, to become ill or diseased or active. All it is the same, okay? So now you can differentiate it by infection and disease or infection and illness. So all these are at a high risk of becoming active TB, HIV person, diabetic, okay, and malnutrition person. 1.5 million persons die all over the world each year as a result of the TB. As a result of TB, 1.5 million die. Okay? And TB considered as one of the top 10 killer or disease in the world. And it is the second infectious disease killer in the world after COVID-19. We will see it. So TB is a leading killer in HIV person. In each three HIV person, one will die as a result of the TB. It is a leading cause. Without proper treatment, HIV negative, TB positive, 45% of them will die. While HIV positive, TB positive, all of them will die if not proper treatment. All of them. So HIV and TB are combined for as a leader for the death of the person. The death, this death, 95% of the death due to TB is in the middle and low income country, in the developing country. Another thing is that multi-drug resistance, we will see, is highly prevalent in middle and low income country as in the developing country. TB estimate, WHO estimated that about 500,000 of the new cases in the developing country are due to the multi-drug resistance. We will see what are these. Coming to 2020, the latest, there is 10 million person TB all over the world. Okay. Of course, you can see here, 5.6 million in men and 3.3 in women and in the children also. And there is 1.5 million deaths due to the TB. Okay. And TB, as I mentioned to you, it is the 13th leading cause of death all over the world after COVID. This is in 2020. Okay. In 2018, it is also the same, 10 million, but the rate among men, male and female was different. Also, 1.5 million deaths. Okay? Each year, I mean. In 2014, it was less. It was 9.6 million persons. But the death also 1.5 million. In Jordan, you should know this, it is your country. The incidence of TB, now you know the difference between incidence and prevalence, please. The incidence of TB is 4.7. It is decreasing, please. And the death rate, 0.1. Of course, 4.7 per 100,000. And death, 0.1. per 100,000. Since 2000 till now, the TB incidence is fluctuating, I mean in Jordan. Okay. From 2019 to 2020, 5.5 cases. So you can see it is decreased. Now it is 4.7. And the death rate was the same, 0.1 per 100. In 2017, it was higher, 6.8 million. And in 2018, it was 5 million. So you can see it is fluctuating. In 2014, okay? In 2016, it is 5.6. It is fluctuating, but Alhamdulillah, currently it is 4.7. And still, it is more among male than that of the female, and it is more among those productive age. This is the problem of TB. It affects the productive age. Now, what caused this TB decreasing in Jordan? We are so happy for that. Actually, the Ministry of Health seeking Now it is 4.7 per 100 million. Ministry of Health, I mean in Jordan, of course, they are seeking yatatallaun for the TB in 2025 to become 1 per 100,000 people, decreasing from 4.7 into 1. This is in 2025. And also, they are looking to make the death 2 cases per year, just 2 cases per year. So this is their aim. And why this decreasing occurs? Because they follow very good strategy in for the TB. They introduce a new test for the TB. They call it Gene Expert. This is give the diagnosis of TB within 2 hours. It is PCR, but it's very, very, very good, advanced. Within 2 hours, they give the diagnosis of TB. So as long as we give the early diagnosis, we can prevent the disease. When we can treat the disease better, as long as we treated the disease person, we stop the transmission of the disease to the other. That's why this happened in the Jordan. Okay. Just now I told you that the TB become as a re-emerging disease all over the world. And what are the factors that make this re-emerging? First of all, inadequate TB control program. In industrial country, okay, they found that themselves are less TB. They have less TB, so they are not interested in the TB control program, inadequate. Or poorly management of the TB program, particularly regarding the multi-drug resistance. Or there is a difficulty and expenses, particularly for the multi-drug resistance. This is one. The other thing is the rapid population growth. So when there is a rapid, there is overcrowding, there is malnutrition, there is poor housing, and so many things. So this is also one factor causing the re-emerging. Another factor is the growing problem of HIV. You know, HIV is one of the factors that, in addition, emergence of appearance of the multi-drug resistance. The other things is increase in the life expectancy. Okay, previously they reach up to 60 years, 70, but now it's adun al median. So life expectancy also, and you know, aging is one of the factors that causing active TB. So all these are the factors that make the disease as an re-emerging disease all over the world. So who are at risk of TB? Of course, close contact of TB, whatever the close, in the family, in the classroom, in the factory, anywhere. Close contact of the TB are at risk. Okay. Risk of active TB also, as we see, it is higher among HIV person. It is 19 times, we will discuss it in the coming lecture, what do we mean by 19 times of the epidemiology. I mean, it is 19 times to become active TB than those having no HIV. Also, those with the diabetes, COPD, and the stage of renal failure, and also immunosuppressive drug, they are 3 times more to become active TB. Malnutrition is also one factor of the person. It is 3.3 more than 3 times to become active TB. Alcohol and smoking are at a risk of becoming active TB. So stop smoking, please, as Reddy said. Now, how do we diagnose TB? Of course, we have to diagnose it as early as possible, okay? As early as possible to prevent the transmission of the disease. Okay, of course, from the clinical feature, sign and symptom, and from the investigation laboratory or any other things. These investigation, laboratory, radiological, and imaging, all these things are immunoglobulin test. Okay, what's the immunoglobulin test? Skin test. I don't know whether you know it or not. Okay, skin test, skin tuberculin skin test. This is to assess, please, you should know it, to assess the prevalence of the disease. It's not a diagnostic. It's a screening, okay? It's not a diagnostic, but assess the prevalence of a disease. So in this case, we inject 0.1 of tuberculin purified protein derivative, okay? So intradermally, okay? And then we read the result after 2 to 3 days, 48 to 72 hours. Measuring what? Measuring the aneuration, not the erythema. Yeah. Okay? So this is injecting 0.1 purified protein derivative and intradermally into inner side of the forearm, and then measuring the aneuration of the, okay, of the result, not the erythema, after 2 to 3 days. We consider the case positive when this induration is 10 millimeter. It is the cutoff point for diagnosis positivity of tuberculin test is 10 millimeters. So, but what does it indicate? Tuberculin test, I don't know whether they give it to you or not in another lecture. Okay, so there is no need to go through?
No, inshallah.
Okay, so we said 10 millimeter, but in some cases, 5 millimeter also considered positive. In which case? In case of HIV infection, okay? So we consider as a positive when it is 5 millimeter infection. Or when there is a clinical evidence, okay, in addition for endohemoptysis on the sign and symptom, but the tuberculin is just 5, so we consider it positive. Or when there is, with the patient of immunosuppressive patient, we consider 5 as a. What's the important, as we said, it is just now, consider we can measure the prevalence of the disease, identify TB negativity. So when it is negative TB, this person is eligible for the vaccine. However, nowadays, vaccine is given to everybody without doing TB, tuberculin test. So it is a little diagnosis. It's not diagnostic, I told you. Okay? It can be used to differentiate it between, it cannot be differentiated between the natural infection and the vaccine, because this is one of the indication of the possibility of the case. There is also positive and negative. If you know it, I can move it. Can I skip? Let us go, because time is, so please, you are responsible. انتم مسؤولين على هاي الاشياء بتقول لي ما حكيتيها. اوكي لابراتوري تيست اوف كورس وي ار جوينج تو دو سبيوتم تيست وي سيد وي هاف تو دو ات ليست تو سبيوتم دايركت سبيوتم تيست to identify the acid fast bacilli by Zell-Nielsen test, and at least two. And at least one of these two should be warning sputum. Okay? And then we have to do another thing. We can do culture, because not all the sputum will be positive. The sputum to be positive, there should be at least 10,000 bacteria per ml. Otherwise, the sputum test will be negative. So in this case, we have to do culture or guinea pig inoculation, or recently, of course, PCR, definitely. Okay. So, in the special media, DNA, and so on and so on. This is the culture and laboratory diagnosis. As I said, recently they introduced in many countries, including a Jordan expert, MTB and RIF. It means to detect the bacteria as well as to detect the resistance to the rifampicin, okay? Testing the resistance of the rifampicin. There is so many tests, and as I told you, this will give within 2 hours the result for the rifampicin resistance as well as for the diagnosis of TB. There is another test, they call it expert MTB-RIF ultra assay. This case, it will give very good, particularly for the HIV person, okay? Because the HIV person will give negative result in the other test. Now imagine you, there is no need, of course, X-ray. We said it is TB affect the upper lobe of the lung, and you can see consolidation, cavitation of TB, but unfortunately, 15% of the TB will give negative X-ray. So in this case, what we have to do? We have to do CT scan and MRI, you should know it. So these are the diagnostic. We will go so fast because of the time. Management, of course, once we diagnose the TB, we have to treat the TB cases and to reduce transmission and to cure the patient, of course. Of course, as we mentioned just before, prevention is different from control. We will discuss it, inshallah, in epidemiology. It's to increase, to improve the socioeconomic condition of the population and apply basic preventive measure for the respiratory. Okay? So, in control should have in higher control. Chemotherapy, I know that you have already, somebody mentioned to you, in the pharma, okay? But you don't know the term. The term we use, DOT. What do we mean by DOTs? It means direct, D, observation, therapy with the short course, okay? Direct, it means I will treat the patient under my observation. So the patient, even the patient come to the hospital or to the healthcare center, or I will go to their house. Nurses. That's why they call it direct under direct observation of the healthcare worker. This is a direct. So in this case, as you know it very well, we give a short course for 6 months, 2 months. 2 months, we give 4 drugs. In this case, we kill. Oh, yes, we kill the active TB bacilli. And then we call it the initial course. And of course, after I finish with the initial course, I have to do other investigation, laboratory, chest X-ray, and so on. And then I will continue for 4 months, giving 2 drugs only, okay? In this case, we call it maintenance phase. So we have initial phase and maintenance phase. This is a short course. We give multiple drug at the same time as early as possible. This is for the patient acting. But also for, in our country, in Iraq, we give it also for the contact. Once he had positive tuberculin test, we have to give them in our country. I don't know it. Okay? So, but in this case, we make the time is short. Maybe 1 to 3 months, not more than that. Not 6 months as that for the active TB. This is done. What's the advantage? Of course, rapid cure of the patient because I give them multiple antibiotic, low failure rate because he is taken under my observation. And compliance, improve compliance, التزام. Compliance is التزام. التزام المريض طبعا قدام عين أعطيه هي. So improvement of the this compliance is one of the factors that make drug resistance. ياخذها اليوم 10 ايام ما ياخذها، ياخذها اليوم يومين ما ياخذها. And so this is the compliance التزام. But it's one of the risk factor for the resistance of the TB resistance. So improve patient compliance, reduction in the emerging of the resistance. But the only thing that it is costly. Okay? That's why you remember one of the factor is in the program, it is costly. The only disadvantage, it is high cost. Okay, another control program, of course, case finding, you know, by sputum exam, sputum culture, chest x-ray and other examination, expert MTRIF diagnosis, and tuberculin test already, all these we mentioned before. Okay, now coming to the other control, which is vaccine, TB vaccine, BCG. Okay, BCG vaccine, it is attenuated vaccine, bovine TB, okay, derivative from the bovine TB bacilli. It is given intradermal, also 0.1 ml intradermal on the left shoulder, on the left deltoid or on the left shoulder. Actually, in the newborn, it is 0.5 because of the thin layers of the skin. Usually, it is given immediately after birth. There is no birth certificate given to the parent unless there is TB bacilli, BCG, okay? It's given 80% of neonate, يعني حديثي الولادة, were given all over the world to TB. Efficacy of TB, 80% preventing malaria TB and TB meningitis. But it is not prevent pulmonary TB. It does not prevent active TB. It does not prevent the transmission of TB. When I have active, I will transmit. So if even if they give me BCG, no use. So BCG does not prevent infection in the adult. It is only efficient in biliary TB as well as TB meningitis. It does not prevent primary infection in the diet. Does not prevent reactivation. أنا عندي TB صار عندي malnutrition حتى لو أعطوني BCG reactivation will be occurred. Okay? In the community. Good? There is to whom we give it? In the area when the TB is high, particularly in the developing country, BCG should be given to the neonate at birth, to all people, without doing tuberculin test. Okay, it should be given to the admitted BCG at birth. It is recommended, it's one part of the EPI, expanded program of immunization, you know it, this one. In the area when the prevalence is low, of course, they give it to those who are at risk, people in the healthcare personnel, because they are always in contact with the patient, okay? And tuberculin negative contact with the positive sputum, and tuberculin negative, we are sputum positive, so I should have the BCG. And the industrial worker, those who are working in silica, inshallah, نقولكم what's silica in the second semester. Contraindicated, these are the contraindicated, and you know, patients suffering from eczema, immunosuppressive drug, and so on. Other control program is isolation of the patient, okay? Whether at home or at the hospital. Okay, concurrent and terminal disinfection, we will discuss inshallah in epidemiology. What do you mean by concurrent and terminal disinfection? Okay, and the rehabilitation of the patient. Measure to contact, of course, health education, the contact investigation, tuberculin test, and then giving BCG if it is. Now, barrier to control and treated them, of course, and programs in developing countries. Difficulty in case findings, please smoke in Tiscutu. Okay? Unfavorable socioeconomic conditions. Program will not be good. Failure of treatment lead to the substantial defaulter in flowers. من التريتمنت لما يصير ديفولتر من التريتمنت معناها راح يصير عندي مالتي دراك ريزيستنت فور ذا بيشنت ايمرجينج اوف ذا مالتي دراك ستريت اند كرونيك نيتشر اوف ذا ديزيز اند ثانك يو فيري ماتش